Yeah. Very, very good push on all fronts. So, I think, solved the problem that I couldn't solve yesterday, which is, what exactly does the Dr. Moser say? Seems to be a problem, and I found the problem. I realized in my notes later that the statement didn't make sense from Mr. Kasha, the page. Let's forget everything else. We got Shah, the Ramah and Dr. Moshe itself on its face is contradictory. The Ramah writes, Dr. Moshe, Simon, Shin, Ayin, Hey, Sif, Cotton, Hey. Everyone look inside, please. Let me have it. Shin, Ayin, Hey, Sif, Cotton, Hey. It says something that we don't understand. He writes, when the Omer is Svaras, a Rosh, he Svaras, a Bosenu, a Tarfasim, a Benu, Chanal, a Kimavu, a Divi, Ramban. Not true. That's simply not true. They're saying two different things. They're saying two different things. Number one, the Rush talks about a case of a person who was by the Levaya, then he went to fix the Matzeva and he came back. That's the Rush's case. That's unique to the Rush. To my knowledge, there's no other Rishon who talks about this case. I'm not saying they'd argue with the Rush Halacha. The Shach says the Rush is right in the Dina, but no one learns the Pshat and the Gemara that way. Everyone learns Pshat and the Gemara, a different case at the Gadol. Or somebody went along with the Leviathan. I believe he was there for the Leviathan. Went to fix them at David. That's the Russian home shot, which, as a carbon of he was forced into because of Babi's Yishalmi, for whatever reason. So what's the Dark Emotion talking about? We throw in the Rush, and throws in the Sarfasim and the Rach and the Ramban. They're saying two different things. So the Kasha's Minei Abed in the first line of Dark Emotion. That's the Kasha. That's in the text of the biggest question that we asked yesterday. We asked it in different guises, in different ways. But the Steer is right over here. So my Diamond Shlita. The pshat like this, that what the Dr. Moshe is trying to say is that there can be a case which we can combine the svara of the Rosh and the svara of the Ramban, and they would agree on something. And that the Dr. Moshe perhaps is only willing to be Mekel, perhaps, in a case in which you can count on two Mekelim, on the Mekel of the Rosh and the Svara Lakula of the Ramban and the Rach. Not they're the same thing. They're saying two different things. But you know, you can have it that way. You know, you have sometimes you go into a bez, and there's a bez, and sometimes you have there's three different Dayanim, and everyone has his own Aluch, but two out of the three agree on something, so we pass it to two out of the three because they say the same thing, although for two different reasons completely. So Rav Simon Shlita suggests that's what the Radak emotion means over here. That the Rosh says his thing, but you know what the Rosh says, it's going went to the Matzeva, that whole business. And the Rach and the Ramban have a different Mahalach. Their Mahalach is what we consider to be the Mahalach which the Shach embraces, the Halacha, in saying that if a person, if a Gadol goes and comes, then he picks up the count of everybody else, everyone else picks up the same count. So the Maisa, therefore, if the person, in the case of the Rosh, in the limited case of the Rosh, but the person was there, left, and came back. There means there for the Levaya, for the Kfura. Left and came back. Then he picks up, he of course maintains that count. The Bubba Parav maintains that count. And that's the Psak which the Dr. Moshe suggests, which he quotes in the Ramah. Now he's open Hagol Shulchan Aruch. It's with the word Tzorech Hameis. And the word Tzorech Hameis is a code word. Doesn't mean it's a Levaya. It's also Tzorech Hameis. So you and I know what that means. Because the word Tzorech Hameis comes from the Turim from the Rosh. It means build a matzeva, binyan a kever. That's as far as the Ramah goes. And although he's quoting the Ramban and the Rach and the Tzorfatim to go much further than that, Rav Simon is not in the Kabbalah there, Kula. He's only in the Kabbalah of the Kula when he has a combination of the Kula of the Ramban, Rach and Tzorfatim as well as the Kula of the Rosh. This Rav Simon Shlita Taimis is as far as the Ramah is willing to go. And therefore, Nagon Sivches, when he says, Holach Tzorech Hameis, that's as far as he's willing to go. If Rav Simon is correct, and I must say the different Sofer says that way too, he has a kasha, he has a Nadia Terech, he plays by a Tzorech here in the Dark Emotion. Well, the Mice, he reads through Ramah the way the simple reading with Tzorech Hameis, known as my Seva. Then, the way we quote it from Rav Felsen and Rav Moshe, not so Tamua. Because the Kula we keep talking about is the double Poshet from the Shach. Very nice, the Shach says double Poshet. But the Mechaber didn't say it. The Ramah didn't say it. And the Tzorech didn't say it. The Rachma didn't even say it. So the Rachma we have on our side of our Gemara is not to say exactly the same as the Ramban's close to the same. I haven't figured that one out yet exactly. But it's not as posh. Ladina, I'm still going to pass in that way. Since I lost the make of other, we have the out. We have a Ramban. And the Ramban says that Shat the Rish and the Ramah too, although maybe the Beis Yosef says more karma of Shat. So we have it. And anyway, the Ramban says whoever arrives, it holds that way. These are the 3 days, which we almost always have, except for the Shabbos getting in the way. And I'm talking about the typical Eretz Yisrael situation. And the Maharami Rutenberg, we spent so much time on yesterday, he says that Shat. He comes from that school, right? The kids are there, the door, they all hold that way, and we pass them that way. But it's not as simple as meets the eye. Yes?
That makes us
I confess that's how I read it, and I want even to stoop that reading into that Gol Shulchan Aruch against the Ritzov, and the Shach even at one point seems to say the Shach is all over Sirius. Yudbeis, Yudgimel, what's going on? I thought when I read the Shach Yudbeis, that's what I understood. He quotes the Ramban, the Tzarfatim, and that's what there are more means over here. But I, at the end of the day, the fact, L'holach v'tzorech ha'meis, that's a word which has meaning in this context. It's a quote of the Torah, it's a quote of the Rosh. I have to concede that although I read it your way too, I did, and I thought it was Sirius in Zakhar Merchant and Hagosh Shulchan Aruch. I was trying to justify that. Both told Kitsa, I think I'm Simon the Dragon. Just throw up a hand, Simon is correct, and we go back. Any questions? Okay, well, Hashem. We're so grateful that my Simon is here already. The whole comic is already worth it. It's all Chad and the Shverdak emotion. I'm sure there's much more, many more things you're going to say here. Let us continue, Rabbi Osai, in our discussion. Okay, we'll continue our discussion. Again, I'm trying to cut a little bit out if you want to get to regular, but a few things are of import. And again, this beautiful, beautiful sefer, Divrei Sofrim, has a lengthy, lengthy piece. It's Shinai and Hesiv Beis, Divrei Masel Av. Again, we're not going to read the whole thing, because not everybody has the sefer. But some of you, many of you have it. And those who do, it's worth looking inside. There are quite a few copies in Beis Medrash. So those who have it should open up. Here's a number of important things. First of all, if you have a website, you should look inside, you see I'm not a madman. I'm on page Reish Sadi Aleph, where number one, he quotes to you the Haggah, which we have. He's pretty good. I only want time against him. Why didn't he look at Constantina? I mean, I knew about Constantina from the Beis Yosef, but he should look there too. But without even looking there, can you imagine? Talk about if you know me. Without even looking there, he put in the Haggah, and Haggah is, you know, I don't have the Rambam in front of me right now, but it's pretty close. It's in page Reish Sadi Aleph, the bottom paragraph of the first column, in brackets. It has to be there. The last one, Kain Sarach Ligros Bechref, the last line of the first column. It has to be, otherwise it makes no sense whatsoever. That's comment number one. I can see it inside. Comment number one. Okay. Fine, then he calls them. This page we're going to skip basically because we've covered most of it already. Let's go to the next page. You see, there's two more big pages. Everyone has a copy here? Unbelievably big pages here. Reish Sadi Beis and Gimel goes forever. Only the Zira Allah, no Shulchan Aruch, nothing else. Zero. So we're going to give a few highlights, okay? We're not going into all this. He quotes that the Mordechai, I'm going in order. Column 1, Dibra Masel about Mordechai, he quotes the Mordechai. Shach, Hiksha. The ration is the chila is over the end, and he gave a teret. Let the poor know the shach teret was. This is very substantive, Rabbi Osai. You don't have to look here. Look in the shach. You don't have to say that, but has a shach, right? So I'm going to read it from this sefer, but you can see it in the shach yudbeis as well. So ever look either in this sefer or in the shach, okay? Just called yudbeis. I'm reading it from this divrei sofer sefer. Va'ashach hiksha chila tira monachai le sofer. Simit chila kosta zabav li cholagal yishon. Listen carefully now, very important. The Badavarakat Pligi over the Rakhalo Pligi. The Shach is a genius. He figured out Shah how he could both be right. First and the second could be consistent with each other. How so? Dim Khazar God Allah al Achim Pligi Babli Virushami. If he came back. Why? The Lirushami Afa Khazar Monimimo Ula Babli because of Moni Mohem. Sagamarkov Bay is the shooter. Umasha Khazar the Dolph Lo Pligi. Brilliant, genius, and 100% wrong. Why is it wrong? It's not that the Shach wasn't genius. The Shach didn't have the sources. Look at the next paragraph. Aber der Fiat of Ruhr war am Maram, ein Befurisch lehendisch und Bola Achok al Arayvit, der Arayvit ist ein Achok of Bavi in Rishalmi, and he's saying there's no Achok of Bavi in Rishalmi. There's no steer between the beginning and the end of the Mordechai. The first for the Mordechai is the Arayvit, and second the Mordechai is the Maram. The Bechlid, so the Shab built the whole thing in on quicksand, based upon his as great as a genius of the Shach was, he didn't have the Shach, yeah, he didn't have the Shach of the Maram. He just didn't know. He thought it was all one person speaking. He was stepping in the two people speaking. No Stira. But anyway, this whole Shikul Tal of the Chorah is wrong. I mean, he has to say that, you know, he writes a little more deferential. He has to say, but, you know, I mean, let's call it spade a spade. The Shach was a super genius, we all have, but what he was saying, Shach, without the sources. Didn't have the sources. What can you do? Okay. Oh, so what is the pshat therefore? We're not at the field. He has the source. So what is it they say, pshat? Let's take a look. So he gets shot here in the bottom paragraph. This is a very important paragraph. The bottom paragraph of this first Kalvarish study base. Those who don't have, just hang in. You know, if you look in the places or in the Maram that you have in the Zirak, or in the Rush, if you see the Rishalmi, you'll see how he's learning pshat in the Rishalmi. Now we'll be together, those who have the same. Look on if you have it in the Nabab. He consists that it's both factors. I keep trying to say Dor is lav dafka. He says no, and the Shach is like him at least partially. So I can't say he's off the path. I'm off the path. Okay, but maybe I might anyway. If you're off the path, you're right. But he's following more or less along the lines of the Shach. But he's arguing this is the kuda because the Shach didn't have the sources. Okay. Umashma vadai, Shashar ha'achis, Shanisha rukan, lo'ocho elo, Zintel lama lo'ocho mitzilo l'kvura, and the Shodas Farish, ki ari after, b'chotar godo achin alecha bonat. Not clear. What's the case? Godo nishpoch at dor shom, elu ve'elu monim ishe yisoshim ago. That is the safe of the Yerushalmi. Correct, Rabotai? Look inside. Am I right? Those are the places that are, am I correct? It's the safe of the Yerushalmi. So what did he say? Shot in the safe of the Yerushalmi, but everyone counts from the Kfura. What happened? What's exactly the case? The Gadol went along. He says, "Actually, we live there. I can dispute that in the Kuda." But he says the other brothers didn't go. They didn't go. Fine. They would have gone. They would have gone for the Kfura. It makes no sense. What? They flew from America to Israel with the mace, and then the other brothers came 2 days later. That's craziness. Doesn't it? If they would have gone, they'd have the cover to go and accompany the mace. It's unreasonable to assume they came later. Correct. Bashach Kosav, the Mishima Tzai Yerushalmi Mashma, the Ari Bein B'Chazar, who Bein B'Lo Chazar. Doesn't say whether the Gadol came back or not. Makes no difference. Ava L'Chayra, Shema the Reisha the Yerushalmi, Ari Shahochim Dorim B'Mokim Kfura, V'Chazar B'Mokim Shashar Achim V'Gadol M'Shvach Adorim, Hachanami Atzefa Ari V'Chiyai Gavda, Shechazal Gadol Abayit, Aval the Melo Chazar claims to be Alocha, Ein Shar Aachen the Gror Machad. This is the greater word that the assistant Shal Nation Tani has been using. The expression greater says the Bir Alocha that if the Gadol Abayit went off into the sunset and he's all the way off in a different country, then we should suggest that maybe those who stayed behind are not the Gror Machad. Suggest the Bir Alocha. There's no longer for the Shach. Take a chutz for the krig on the Shach? That's just a single chutz, okay. That's the way it should be, though. I mean, it's hard to say. The man spent how many years writing the safe? I don't know. He has a right to argue with the Shach. What does he say? You know? We don't know what lo chaz, we don't know. By Rishalmi, Ari, Nami B'Chazar, Elashu Dorsham, Avo Benishar Efshashem Negro Makaf. He's going to Shita so that Dor should be taken literally. Right? Now, of course, according to my shot, that Dor does not mean Dor. What does Dor mean? He stayed there, then he's 100% wrong. He followed it. I'm against the Shiva Dor. But I think the Dor is going to be, okay, where he lives. Dorsham may be probably staying in his house for the Shiva. And even in that case, it's Negro Akharov. I'm all of a sudden the champion for the Shach. But the last time, not because he lives there, because he's there, he's staying there. Kenny Nivali. And although he uses the greater word, which Tati likes so much, no, the Nigra anyway. That's not all such a word. It's all such a word. But you can be a Nigra even in this case. Kenny Nivali. Okay. Oh, now, Rabosai, we have one more Nakuda to see in the Sefer. One more Nakuda to see in the Sefer before we close it. Gotta find it. Hold on a second. Goes through the whole, all the sheets. And he explains. Maybe you can find it for me now. Right now, just a second, I can't find it. Help me now. Where, what does it mean? The expression, God, he goes through what the words of the Yerushalmi. God of Abayas Khan. What exactly does the word mean? Give me a second. I know it's here somewhere. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, here it is. I'm the previous page, so I can't find it. I'm sorry. Back to Reish Sadiyal. I'm sorry. No, I couldn't find it. On the previous page. Okay. The last paragraph on the previous page. Reish Sadiyal. Look at this. Thy Yerushalmi, I renami me again. We have to horror to spend time and effort with this Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yisrael. West. He was a beautiful accuracy of today, thanks to Ari and the crew. We still have to sweat a little bit, Ari, and sweat a little bit over with the over the words of the Halakha Chachma Yisrael. Oh, Thy Yerushalmi, Ari Nami, the Inyan Shabishak Gura Hochnu Mameis Mamokam Acher. Okay, that's what he says. Chat. Remember, the ration is a safer. Keep careful tab. That's how we learned yesterday, the whole Shia. So I said, nay, you going to go against my Shia? I guess you go against the Shia, you're going to go against my Shia. Okay. He's going against my Shia. What's going on in here? Look what's happening over here. Look what he said. Ain't that kavon al chalik? No, I'm wrong. I'm wrong, he said. Okay. I'm wrong to hear it. Ella, what's his kavana? What's that? What's kavana? Ha kavana l'chalek. Ben imudar. Here we go again. Imudar ka no imudar shah. All different. He lives here or he lives there. That's all different. Vosif maram. So how's it coming? Hi, Rishalmi. Shem hu dar kan. Kula monin mishat yitzia mi pesach abayis. Iri. Shagodal ha-mishpacha dorkan hu miktas echo achin doran sham birishu nikbar bo. That's what we saw that language. Whoever has a Ramaram, open up please, fill up the Xerox, make sure he's quoting accurately please. I'm relying on it. Ulechara, relying on you too. Ulechara, lama hosif she miktas doran v'mokum kvura. Why is he even bothered mentioning that? Says to be the Bira Allah here. Doesn't say, according to the Yerushalmi. You think I was sure my Ruch of the Mills from yesterday? You think! I saw you snickering yesterday. You thought that my summer was schwer. So he probably wants to shit the way he lives. And he probably wants to go along the person. Look what he says now. He says, The Ruch of the Mills, Shemi Shigar Be'ir Shenikvar, Hu Holech Lavos Hashem. Jim Kane, Armusha Godal Abayas Gor Khan, Kulam the Gor Akrov, Umonim Mishiyotin Petah Abayas, Mimela Mashma, Shesharachim Garmim Komashikovim also Shom, Behemo Fimo, Luhutras Godal Abayas Aleka Dimo. I told you last week I had the unfortunate task to accompany a Gadol HaBayis who lived in Far Rockaway, who traveled all the way to Eretz Yisrael and came back. Right? It happened. So the Bira Halacha is going to say, you know why it happened? Because there was no one else in the family there. And he's suggesting that, let's say for argument's sake, one of the sons of this family, this very distinguished family, would have been in Eretz Yisrael, and there were for the better part of this year. that the husband, the bereaved husband, wouldn't have gone to Eretz Yisrael because someone was there, or someone who had an apartment, they would have gone back there. Then hey, she says, this is the summer. I don't accept the summer. The God of the Bais has responsibilities, but the Chi of Kvura, it's only natural. He should be the one to accompany the Aaron, even if he's going from place to place and coming back. I think his Mishtama is much more shver than mine. I'm saying in the summer, a person has to observe the Shiva the way he lives. That's, I think it's a much more shver Mishtama, in my opinion. Beyond that, it's Ika Chosim and a Sefer. Mamash Ika Chosim and a Sefer. Because the Mamash, nothing's Chosim. Saying the word Tar means he's there. It's like, you want to call it a creative understanding of the word Tar means. It means he's there. Nisha Shav, it's my Mamash. He says the whole Ika Chosim and a Sefer, according to his interpretation. Mamash Ika Chosim and a Sefer. I think he was Shav is Kipshuto. Khan and Shav mean he's there, he's here. Nothing. He says, "Ain't a kavan lechalek benem nisha kanon toholach sham." And I say, "Yes, a kavan lechalek benem nisha sham." Oh, holach nisha kanon toholach sham. As we said yesterday, and she is, I'm arguing vociferously with this mechaber on this because I think I like you, Teddy. I'm right. He's right. I think I'll pass more Carl to the chat. I think so. Again, I can't. I wouldn't swear to it. I think so. Okay, Rabbi Ostai. One more Nakuda. We said before that the Shah says that in the case of Dar Shav, where the person lived, what he called there, they all count for the moment of the Kfura according to the Yerushalmi, even if the God of Abayas comes back. That goes back in the Rashi Sadi days. According to the Yerushalmi. Hashach Kosav, we read it before already. You look at it in the Shach, you don't need to say it. You look at the Shach, you say it, it's there. I'm reading from the sixth and the last line on page Reish Tadi Beis Kalam 1. It's chasing again. Hashach Kosav, the Mishima, say Rishalmi Mashma, the Ari Bein the Chazar, who Bein the Lo Chazar. What case are we talking about? The case of Elu Ve'elu Mimonim Mishayim Sosim HaGolel. Okay, and the other brother stayed behind. And it makes no difference according to Rishon, the way he learns throughout the Shach. Shach learns. It makes no difference whether the Gadol came back or not. Right? In any event, the what? The Sharachim and the Grorim after the Gadol. And he, the Ritoshim, argues in the case of Lo Chazar. He says, Lo Chazar, Abosai. If Lo Chazar, then they're not Nigarachra, because after all, they're not, they're two sitting in two different cities. Tale of two cities. They're sitting in two different cities. That's the name of the chart I was talking yesterday. Sitting in two different cities. So says the Biolach in his argument against the Shach, again with Ibshad in the Yerushalayim. Okay? That's his argument. But again, it's all according to the whole Mahalach with the word Dar. According to what we said, Rabbi Osai, everything's simple. Namely, if the God of Abayas comes back, they all count Bishas and Tzias Hameis, like the Babli. There's no about the Babli and Rishami at all. If he went and he stayed in the Makom HaKfura, they all count from the Kfura. That's exactly the same for the Rishami. Right? I'm in effect in the opposite of the Sivir Sofim. He's saying the Rishami is only where he came back. I'm saying the Rishami is only when he stayed. If you can't figure it out, you go over it a few more times, you'll see what we're talking about. Okay, about that. That's the conclusion over here. Fine. I want to discuss now just two more small points, and then we're going to Baruch Hashem to the sugya of Regel. We can talk about a frail of the sugya and Ichas Avelis. Simcha. This is the Simcha of Yantar, which we'll get into the next sugya. Okay. First, it's a minor point, and that is that when you say he has to be the Malkum Karov, what do you mean? At what point? The Misa or the Kura? The Misa or the Kura? What do you say? What should it depend upon? The Svar, what should it depend upon? Kura, you're right. You've come to a ritual. Kura, home run. Bingham to Ness. We almost got one run. We ready to top them just now. Okay. And the other team is called 16. All right, fine. Cool. Now, the Tuna Tuna. The... For those who want to look up Rabbi Simon's Kashrus in this paper, it's in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskil VH. It's Kashrus from Darkei Moshe. We pointed out that the Shachin is Kashrus. Really gets through a little bit, a similar question. Fine. So I got to the last point I want to talk about is what the Mechaber has over here in Sif Tes, which is a din which Sif Tes really is redundant almost with Sif Tes. It just spells it out more clearly. We have Machlokes in the Ramban and everybody else. If he heard about it far away, now Rabbeinu Simcha, I got confused. I have to tell you what I said it when the guy came with the air conditioner. I didn't say it over straight, but I won't go into it now. If you want to look up and see what he said, you look at yourself, it's there. And it's more or less there, you have to look carefully. Okay, I apologize. Back to Sif Tes, it's the Ferris and the Rush. That one should we already know from the Ramban, from the Diyuk of Sif Tes. The Shalosh Shama Shameis Ashebo. That's the Russian lotion. And once you start that count, and that's the end. Fine. Now, some of the diagram both sides, with the words, Vihishil is Abel. They make a big deal out of those two words. That's a local of Mice, Mamish. There are those people I know, they go to Eretz Yisrael. I heard this when I was just now this last trip. And when they go to Eretz, people go to Eretz Yisrael and come right back. So I thought we follow the Shach, I have no problem. But others don't follow the Shach, they have all kinds of problems. And one of the ways they try to overcome the problem is by telling the guy who's never in Avelis, listen to this, he went to the Kavura, go straight back to the airport. I have to wait there for 8 hours for the flight leave. Too bad. Don't be Kovei Mokum. Or don't be Mekabel Tanchumim. Don't let anyone come in to be Menachem over you. But they say, once you, the only way you can make claims, only you can pick up the count with the others if you didn't start your Avelis officially until you get there. I don't know how you let it do that. It's Mukhiv and Avelis. You have to take off your shoes. What are you talking about? How do you make such a thing? So if you take off your shoes, what's the difference between Avelis and people knocking you or not? It's gibberish to me. I don't understand it at all. But I heard it just now. Pashtus is, Rabbi said, despite these words, the Yitzchul is Abadal. Abadal, from the Torah, from the Rosh, it doesn't mean anything. It is Agav Nocha. Even if you're not Maskel Avelis for whatever reason, if you are Mischayev in Avelis, it's enough to put you on a separate count according to the Shita of the Rush. That's the Pashup shot. Who said so? The Rimi Gash. Shuvah Simon Sadi Aleph. Look it up. We have it. The same one with what you spoke about before. Fine. The Carbon Asano, for example. Give a look, for example, the Carbon Asano. Take a look, please, just for a minute. The Carbon Asano Oath Yud. Simon Lamed Ches, I believe. Oath Yud. Yeah. I don't see it here. Where should I say that? Oh, there are two yud. There are two chav too. Can you say that? Something that stuttered it? Come over? Yud yud chav chav? The first yud. Okay? Haim ha-shem modiyah leh sh'yam ha-lekat. Shem modiyah leh sh'meis ma-meis. Teram bo'el beis oviv. If can hiskil is abel. Below the stavik klal. Yikat ya velusu b'shul sh'bo'el echav k'mo sh'bir alayna b'samach. In other words, hiskil is abel doesn't mean he has to be... He's mechuyev to Masel, and if he wasn't Masel, it makes no difference. That's the Pashup of Shach. That's the Pashup of Shach. Yes?
For example, a person wants to know any available
water,
we wouldn't let him count it as
a perfect available. Not true. Not true. We'll get to that, Mr. Sherman, in the upcoming Shurim. Now, look, I had a case like that. I had a case of a relative of mine. Never, she was in Florida and heard that someone was nipster. And she came to New York to do the kind of Shiva with her family. But she didn't know. She's not a Thomas Bogum. And so she came, and she didn't do any particular manifestation of Avelis until she arrived in Brooklyn. Was already after nightfall. What's the this? But then the first Shulchan Aruch, she gets up with everybody else. Zulz over mitzvahs of Avelis. No, not to the Nigra. No, she's not Nigra after that. She wasn't with them at the beginning. The pastor thought the most humble bullshit is she's not angry at them. But it was Zilzo. She was McQueen to take off her shoes and then Miami done. She didn't do it. She didn't know any better. Okay. We'll come to this problem later as we go. In the Yitzhak Shem. And there is a ritzvah on both sides. There is a ritzvah. Right, so what the ritzvah exactly said. But at the same time, I'm in a major, major bomb crunch in terms of finishing the syllabus, Mr. Shem. I'm going to use that term, forgive me, before this man is over. There is a ritzvah, and it's hard to know exactly what he means. But this is again the same part. I don't have time to open it. But we have the different stuff over for those of us who have it. In Avik Dover, it's called the Kuf Ayin, the page Shinvav. He says he thinks the ritual is a different sheet than it's quoted by that quote. What does it mean? In other words, the ritual creek, not surprising, but the Ramban. Because the Ramban, even if you heard about it in a distant place, you could still pick up the count with them. Right? So the ritual is a compromise. The Rosh, the Ramban say no. And the ritual is the great compromiser. What's the ritual compromise? Rat. Yom Echad. Shekvachal of Torah's minion. Oz enam avatel minyonim epnei minyonim. So somebody hears about Nebuchadnezzar and joins his family and arrives on his second day. He hears about it on Monday and he comes on Tuesday. Then he's stuck with 7 days. He gets up a day later. Everyone else started on Sunday. He hears about it on Monday. He gets up a day later than everybody else. But if he hears about it Monday morning and he huffs and he puffs and he comes here Monday afternoon before Shkia, then he gets up with them, even though he started there later than them. That's how he reads the ritual. So he brings riots, and I don't go time to go into it, and we're starting to still get ranked. Okay, let's have a little simchan life. But if you look there, you'll see, I think it's 100% right. Okay, right there, a new sugi. This is Yavad Shema. You test them and I'll finish. Okay. Baruch Hashem, a new sugi. It's been a rough one, I can see. Okay. Hakover es meso shloshu yomim kodem l'regel botla heimenu gzeiras shiva. Shmona botla nimenu gzeiras shloshu. Mesha amu shabbat ola v'enam ha-sekes regolim ha-sikim v'enam ha-sikim. Well, the rest will come later. Later. This is the first half of the mission. Omerav zeiras, this is hard to read the word. Zeiras botla yomim lo botla. What do the words mean? What do the words mean? So, the Gemara explains what the words mean. Gemara says, Matayon lo batlu, last line, Shem gilech erev aregel, Shem lo gilech erev aregel, Osu legalech akar. In order to break it, you got to break with your own bare hands. You got, if you want the regel to break avelas, you have to cooperate. You got to do something. If you're passive, you didn't break it with your own hands before, it doesn't work. If you took a shave, Arab Yantif, you're in Shlosh, you took a shave right before Yantif, so you broke it. If you didn't, the regal is not going to break it on its own. God helps those who help themselves. Okay. Turn the page. Again, there's a big person of Al, but not going to learn it. And on the time. It's an important person, but it's not Lalo. You pass like I'm a show. I just can't. It'll be merciful. Okay. Dr. Gemara, Vatanya, Benichusa, Siyata. Go through the whole story. And again, you have to be brief over here. The galech erev a regal, if lo gilech erev a regal, osmer arav a furish. But habashol omer, mutl the galech acher a regal. Finish. Habashol argues and says no. And if I cannot, don't have the time to go into the sheet of rabbanim habashol, you pass like habashol. How do you know? The first thing tomorrow. Halacha ka habashol. For two reasons. What two things did he say? One, what did he say? Mikta sayom kikula. Right, and that's relevant to the breaking of the Yom of Havelis as well, day 7, day 8, the whole story. And two, he paskin that even if you do nothing, the Yom knocks off your Shiva or Shloshim is the case maybe. Fine. Says Taisit. Zira lach kabashol, halacha. So kol mai zik pola gatana kama. Diksem kukulo. Dei le'inyin in lo gilea. Fine. Gevaldik. Gevaldik. Ikote Yerushalm. Rabbona dabashol. Ma ben yom shloshim liyom shmini. The ka'ama mikta sayom kukulo. Umegaleach erev aregel. The yom shloshim la'ama mikta sayom kukulo. Shemegaleach lo. In other words, what right do you have to shave on day 8, which is erev yantif, or day 30 you can't? ובשנים שכבוד הרגל איתי, הוא תדע, look on the side, תדע, שרק שחל שמיני שלו בשבס, זה ברגל, מגלח בהם שבס. That's gore wacky. כבוד אבא שאו, you hear שצודי כתודי נשיבה, he did not even send to כולו. כבוד רבון אבא שאו. The terrace is, it's a special dispensation. The covered regal, and it applies not only on Erev Yontif, but it applies Erev Yontif if Erev Yontif itself is on a Shabbat. That's the answer. This is beautiful. Beautiful. Good. Right there. Zoktig and Mahara. After various Yalfusis, Zoktig and Mahara. And this fourth wide line, Hakol Modim. Shachal Shlishi Shalo Vios Erev Aregel Sha'otu Berechitza Ad Ha'erev. Let's focus for a moment on this line. What does it mean, Rabotai? What does the line mean? Sha'otu Berechitza Ad Ha'erev Pirish Bekuntris Ule Erev Yochol Lirchot Gufo Betonen Inami Panagot Aragla Avokol Gufo Bekamelo Dosu Lechot Biyotin Mocham Yitzverio Olishto Mocham Ashuchu Bekarka. No. Okay. The Abdoma, my snodlo, I mean to make them kakulo, Vishlishi, Uvishvi the Rabbanan, Uvishmini the Abashol, Shavina, they make them kakulo. Why don't we say he's allowed to take a shower on Erev Yontif, the same as he can take a shave in Shloshim, so he can take a shower in Shiva? Or, what are you saying over here? All the Hatsayim which are the covered Yontif start even before Yontif, right? Don't wait for Yontif. Can't shave on Yontif, can you? Okay. Okay, this is the question. So what's the answer to this question? So there are quite a few answers to the question. Let's skip a line. I'm not skipping one line for a minute. This is come. I want to go on, because there's only a rejected answer, which we'll come to accept for some, but let's see the real answer. V.H. Loma. The Bavelus Shiva Chomer Tvei. As it says, Avel is Shiva is Lochomer, and therefore, there's no dispensation. Only by Shloshim, you can do it in advance of Yom. Shiva, not therefore Rabotai, you can't shower before Yom, nor can you launder clothes before Yom. Right? It's a Shiva, and we don't give the dispensation of Erev Yom that it should. It should work earlier than Yom Tov. Too bad. That's the Tosis. That's Tosis there. Now go back a step to the Chitaim, which we'll call the second step. The Chitaim of Mishnah to Efshel Lirchot the Yom Tov, Vlo Yei Nivul, Tenach Rechitza, Ela Kibbutz, Ma'ika, Lemeimar. So what are they in the text saying? So the Chitaim is right. Enech Inami. Laundry you can do. You can do laundry on your Erev Yontif because you can't do it on your Yontif. You don't wash clothes. It's one of the lamentations of the law. We don't do laundry on your Yontif. But to get into water, you can. Maybe not exactly the same water. We're not here to learn Hilchos Rechitza B'Yontif right now. What is enough to Chanan and Tzonan and Kogufo and Mitzvah Gufo and Chamit Tveria and the Karkam is Man Hadem and Gansan different. We're not going into that right now. Okay? Finished. There's a second possible term. A Chitain. Good. What did Rashi say? How did Rashi learn Pshat over here? How did Rashi learn Pshat? In the contrast to the Bahag. Because the Bahag Mefarish, who Adin Reviv the Chamishi, Oster Ad Ha'erev. Why did he call the Bahag? The Bahag is in contradistinction to Rashi. The Lashon of the Gemara, if you recall, was Shchal Shlishi. Why did they pick Shlishi? So Rashi says, "She'asu bechitza al erev, devadai sholosh shleimin de'inon al erev." Finished. No break the first 3 days. Quote to Rashi, the fifth, sixth, or seventh, fourth, fifth, seventh will be okay to wash before Yom Tov. Fourth shot. That's the third shot, rather. We have what? The Yesh Loma, the Bechitema, Rashi, and now the final shot. The Ritz. What the Ritz say? So Ritz Pirish al erev, Hainu. He denies all things. It's Takamuter. Ad Ha'erev. Ad Ha'erev means that until it gets later in the day. And when it gets later in the day, then in fact it is mutter to wash an erev yontif. Ulafukid lo shari min aboker. If it's the seventh day of Shiva, you can take a jump into the shower in the morning. But here, you have to wait until close to yontif. And kibbutz would also be mutter only when close to yontif. That's what there is. That's the teretz of the Ritz. The teretz of the Ritz. Gevaldik. We have four teretz. Halacha l'maisa. A big discussion in Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to postpone it. I want to get into the sugya itself a little bit. We will discuss it by Richas Blineder in the upcoming shiurim. How we'll do it, I don't know exactly. We're going to Blineder get to it. I think it's important halacha l'maisa. According to Shulchan Aruch. Right. I want to turn my attention now to this very critical Gemara. It's so critical. Here's the ikalumdus of regel and Shabbos. It's all going to come in right over here. With the Gemara is as follows. A shayla. Someone never dies in a regel, it's better than a regel. All of the Yishloshim, or ain't regel, all of the Yishloshim. A shayla. The minyan shiva lo kami boyali, the lo nahaga mitzvah shiva the regel. I'm only worrying about Shloshim, they want to take a passant. Yes, it's Ola L'Shloshim and not L'Shiv. Zok the Heiligit Toysvich of us. The Lo Nogin Mitzvah Shiva Beregel. Who means Vorem Shiva Tinnan Nogin. Gemara Ksuba Dav Dalit, according to our Girta. Fush. Nope. So the question becomes, what's going on? What's going on? They say that the Varm Shivat Sinav should apply Beregel, if it doesn't count for regel anyway, so why does it count for Shloshim? The answer must be as the Ramban says, on Shloshim, we already talked about one before, Shloshim, Hilchot Shloshim apply Beregel Vishle Musam. And in order for it to count to a particular minion, you have that absolute, complete fulfillment of the Hilchot Avel. You can't have it by Shivat. You're truncated. It's only for us to sinner. It doesn't count. But in fact, it does count for Shloshim in the case. We have complete fulfillment of Shloshim. My, and the Ramban, if you look it up, page Reish Chav Zayim, says it's based on our Gemara. This whole basis is our Gemara. It's based on our Sugya. Piece of you see, from our Sugya is the Reish Chav Zayim. Those of you should look. See, from our Sugya. I have a big Gemara. There's Shivilo can be boiling. But to Shloshim, yes. So therefore, the laws of Shloshim apply lower than regular that, Elimi Torah and Tavelus. Okay? If you're going to tell me, as some others would argue, that, yeah, you know what you can't do in Shloshim? You can't do Giyut, you can't do Gilua, because no one else can do it either. Because it's there mentioned at the beginning of our parak. All right, Vela Magalkin, because he shouldn't come to the Benuvel of the Tolka Rego. Because in other words, there would be tremendous differences. What about going to Simchas Vareyas? What about wearing iron clothing? What about using a nail clipper to clip your nails? And what about the fourth one? Very important. Very, very important. The last line of Beit Resh Chav Zayin. What does it say there? Bimbom in Medina Tayam Beit HaShivya, who shouts, V'rochim Shemono Chachamim, V'safter U'mechabes Kedargo. That would be true from the perspective of what? From the perspective of a regel, right? But from the perspective of Shloshim, it's not so. And in fact, says the Ramban, it is not so. He has usher in all cold day with Shloshim all over regel. This is the Ramban of Reish Chav Ches, the fourth line. And he proves it. Because the Gemara has a both and a chav Ahmed Aleph, no, today is actually the last word of the intent of his day, where it says that, and Rabbi Nisatskim Achimo, Shekhon Nisatsku Bo Beregel. What do you mean Nisatsku Imo? What do the words mean? Nisatsku Imo. So, Drashi Lenachmo. Says the Ramban, what are you kidding me over here? Just imagine the Ramban. We pass in the Gemara, and there's Nicham Avelim on Yonah. You can imagine this? There's Nicham Avelim. Sorry, Rabbi Arsay, we're going to Shevebra. Yeah, someone got married there, that's fine. I know someone got married there since last year. I know it's a person. So, just imagine a guy, I saw I got to leave. I'm going to Severbrook. That's ridiculous, says the Rambam. Ridiculous. This Haggai is crazy. It's a contradiction. It can't be Tamer Atzmacha. Who are you, Tamer, for Simcha Fereyes, for Adam is Atzmacha Be'evo? Can't be. It must be, says the Rambam, all halachas of Shlosh and apply to Rekha. And that's what's older. Shiva's only half, it's not old. Everyone got it clear? The famous Rambam, page Reish Kol Zayin Ches, world famous Rambam. Fine. Aye, gewalt. Gewalt. But the Spiegel of Erev is our Hesia. Well, says the Ramban, it's not so famous. Why did the Losa say? And, you know, you think about it, you have to be in Regel, Noeg, B'miksasa. Some of them apply to every person in Regel. Not only someone who's an Avelis. I started thinking through my head of the five he threw at the Ramanat Shloshim, how many do apply to the average person? So I think it's four or three and a half. What are they? Yiluach, Maisa Giyot, as opposed to wearing the Guhat, that's the hair. Right? Maisa Giyot, a person can't do on Kalamayit. Nisuish, can't get married on Kalamayit. Right? And Lelet Tzora. So that was the fifth one. Can't go to Kalamayit, can't go to work. Right? So three and a half out of five apply to everybody anyway. So the fact is going to keep an extra one and a half. Namely, he won't go to Simchas Mereyas. And he won't have begotten Megul Hudson. That extra of his... In the Konami, the Ramban argued. You see from the Ramban, they had a bit of problem with Maresia, would be a problem even on Yadav, against the Shah. You have a good memory. If, I know you do, but just to refresh it, okay? Take a look at in the beer I grew up, in Simon Shin Sadi test. We now move to Shin Sadi, which is now our Simon, for the next while, the Hilchos of Yerego. Take a look if you remember, everyone has a Shulchan Aruch. Shin Sadi test in the gross is cut in solid. Okay? He calls the Ramban over here. He calls Mr. Shloshim Kamar. Right? And the Gra quote, the Ainu of the Drama Farasiel is Zafka Drama Shibatel Shiva. You don't have to give you, but not Tok Lamin. You wouldn't have to give you a Tilpul. That's the Ma'ariv and the Shah. So whoever wrote this brilliant person who wrote this small little Rashi script in parentheses says what you said earlier. Uva Torah saw the Mokam of Kosar. The Tama de Nilsen Meshe and Richard Slosa say. Uva Dinner Regal, not in Ogram of Victor. This Shinog with Kulon, Rabbi Lutz, ain't Rabbi Lutz with Spar Samadol, that's the word of the Rabbah. Mashma, Dafku, Dova, Shev, Al Tasha, the Lokim Ariv. Yeah? He does not accept the Shach and the Ariv who say that Shloshim Dik Avelis is a low-grade Avelis and it's not a problem for Asia. No, it is a problem. But the Norbert Messias, it's a three and a half out of five, why anyway, it says Tasha, so what is the big for Asia? Everybody with me, Rabbosai? Very important, the Kutu. Okay? You were comment for the, either I was in the Vilna Gaon or some student. I don't know who wrote I'm not sure who wrote the other that part. Okay? But even a Talmud of the Gaon is not that to be to make a kiddush. So, okay. Right. Comment is tour with his famous shock heard around the world. Around the world. Well, earlier, I tell you what he said. Heard around the world. With a tour in Shin Sadi Tesh, quotes the Ramban at significant length, not every last word, he quotes it at some length, and at the end of the long quotation, he says, well, my father disagrees. Is it? It's page in this edition. It's page Shin Sadi Shat. What? Page Shat. Okay? What does it say there? Umidivri Adoni Ovia Roshnal Ye Rosh and Osa Cloud Mitoras Avelis, Elevitvara Masurin Lo Mitoras Aregon. The three and a half things apply, and the one and a half do not apply. What Rosh? Doesn't tell you where. So the Beis Yosef tells you where. Simon Chavchet. Everybody look in Sagra Bosai. Simon Chavchet and the Rosh. Let's see what the Beis Yosef closes to as this would be what he thinks the Torah meant. Simil Chalfes, Rosh Tov Matshmini Atzeret. He wants to know, we don't end the mission. He wants to know why Shmini Atzeret is the Nakov Shlosh. It's up there, it's the very end of page 68. Let's go to the narrow at the end. If Tomer came, the Chag Nami Yivatim and Shmini Atzeret, they were Shloshim, good Kasha, everyone has Kasha. Shani also, Shalom Noach, Klal, Din, Shloshim, Afagav, Shekiyut, Betisporet, Asurim, Bemoed, Mikomakom, Mitam, Avelis, Mia, Lo, Nesar. Ooh, Klara Diburim, no? Klara Diburim, yeah? Huh? Pretty clear. So right to be there. Good. Major, major problem exists. It's such a problem. It's a bombshell cash. It's not my cash. A number of it. People ask, we have a tour. You can see it right here in print. The problem is this exact phrase is found in the Ramban itself. On page Reish Lamed Dal on the Ramban Tamer. Take a look. Reish Lamed Dal. He asked the kasha at the very end. Remember, it's the last line of this whole sukkah. He asked the kasha, why is the Shmini Atzeret not going to shlosh it? Zu ein a Torah. Remember, it's the last line of the half. End of the packet before it says Yerushalmi. Sherei lo noag b'tzeira shloshim. V'yaf al pisha regal ola l'binyan shloshim. In the vast men of theirs, ashi inu gubahem k'sasam. V'bainu da'al makula. The Ramban said earlier in Reish Chav Zayin Ches, that all the halachas of Shloshim apply, not 3.5, but 5. And therefore, it's all in Shloshim. I watched Shmini Atzeret knock it off. What did he say? Lo Noach B'Gzeirah Shloshim. Lo Noach B'Gzeirah Shloshim. He says he's going even further than the Rosh. The Rosh says, no, I'm going to Torah Tavelis. He says, he's not knowing it at all. What's he talking about? So this Kasha, it's a major Kasha. Rabbi Shevel quotes the Kasha. L'choyer v'soyter mashakotav l'mala d'mas l'or d'yomer v'tzorach yir, and he quotes him who? Hey Gimel Mem, hagos mani es Kasha. Who's Hey Gimel Mem? And we don't get Hey Gimel Mem? That's usually me. If you are looking around, maybe he has the Kasha. But I'll say the Kasha, if you don't have, I don't know, I saw the Kasha in the tour in the footnotes. Maybe you quote it from there, I already forgot. And he'll put it, I put it on the Mamakomas, correct? It's footnote number Chav Gimel Dvarim Kenkos the Ramban Amud Reish Lamed Aleph L'chor Dvarim Solshim Zezeh. Oh, for Omad B'Zagon Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer Vagos of Shah. Maybe it should be Hey Gimel Mem, it should be I can't imagine. I'm Taz Sekor Noah Mashatiris Zezeh. So the Taz supposedly gave a Taz. Yeah. He gave a Taz. And open up to the Taz. Let's take a look. Everyone look at the Taz. Everybody open up. Shin, Sadi, Taz, Siv, Cotton, Love. Everybody. Hailing a Taz. What did he say? Kosher. The Kosher Shmini Atzeret to regular Sayatma Galinian Bittle of Shloshim. No. Here it's a rush. Here it's the story. All right, fine. Zorach in the Tarek Ba'aliba de Ramban. This is really the Yeshua of Eladit, the notes of Alisa Rego, Kamus Galiel, Simon Zeth, Alin. If Ken Kosh, Ban Lo Yavat, Shmei Atzeret, the Shloshim, Kemesh, and Zanor, the Din, Shloshim, the Tosefes, Ha'ither. The Zira, look at the Tarek. He doesn't quote the Ramban himself. He gets his own Tarek. I don't know if he saw the Ramban at the very end. The Mikomakom Yesh Kan Shinui. Shinui. Vishar Shloshim Zachol. Different. Under. How? The Hosam Yesh Heker Vikir Adin Giyot with the Sporet. It's obvious. The Giyot with the Sporet that he's different than everybody else. He's not available. Ma Shain Kain Kan Shain Heker Elevatos Sefes. We call the 1.5 out of the 5. Vizain Ochokokokam. The Divers Eshen Nomar. Regal all the Minish Shloshim, have a low Indian to Levi Kinog Mitzvah Shloshim Mamish, the Indian Shiyavo Shmini Atzeret Viyavatul Gamei Sharas Vosim Kenya Relief. Even the original Teret, that is keeping true all of our veil that applies to you. But 3.5 out of 5 apply to everybody else as well. So the only difference is exactly 1.5. The Chazal didn't feel it proper that you should get away with a Shloshim that for the entire duration of your personal Shloshim, you were never knowing more than 1.5 more things in the whole island. Not Nikr. That's what the Tzad says. And it's just the Tzad. The Tzad says.
What do you know about
that? Is it Rabban to the Tzad? No. That's what the Rabban meant? That's what the Rabban said. If you could say, if you, I don't know. I read the Rabban's Lashon. Zu ein Torah. Shere lo noag zikzeira shloshim. That's what he meant. That's what he meant. What do you say? That's what he meant. No? Who thinks yes? Raise your hand. You know they have to raise his hand. They probably did not mean that, the pastor. Okay. So here, both sides, I have to tell you, we'll take probably the rest of today's year with one piece. Not my own. A piece of the Heiliger Rabban Shel Yisrael. The Ever to look it up later in the Hamad Shela, the Pasha's Chayasora, where he has the Indian of Avelus, Simon, Tes, Vov, Sif, Cotton, Zion. He's so holy. Let's see if I can share with you some of his Machshavas Kedosh of the Helik and the Tziv. He starts off by quoting, and this is critical, a distinction between Shabbos and Yontif. Let me ask you a question. So the Rambam, why is it that Shabbos is Ola ben Amaptik and Yontif is Maptik ben Ola? It's a difference. It's a difference, Rabbi Sai. And what's the inside in the Rambam? Close to Yerushalmi? Because if you're going to say that Shabbos is Maptik, what institution will be non-existent? Shouldn't? We have a non-existent institution. It never happened. Never happened. They were attacking Shiva. So what are you going to say? That the Shiva is not, you'll never have Shiva. What are you going to say? It won't count because it's a blank day? Again, you never have Shiva. You're going to attack that Shemina. We spoke about Tisha yesterday. You're going to have Shemina. That's Yerushalm. The Ramban quotes from Yerushalm. However, the Heilig Shulchan gives a different answer. My timer. All the good of Sibbe. But regalim, Simchu the Sibbe. Everyone knows, Shabbat is One, don't have a Simchu. But the Shulchan is an independent answer, which is different than the answer of a Mefurish Yerushalmi, quoted by the Ramban. Hallo Dovahu. Hallo Dovahu. Hallo Dovahu. Did you see the Yerushalmi? Those are the Ramban in front of them. You just look at it up briefly. Page Resh Chavav / Zion. The Ramban quotes this. Says, quote the Yerushalmi. Man ishtana. Shazesh, the last line. Sha'olav ain't a maftik. Zeh ain't a maftik. Olav maftik. But tarik. Omer Abba Abba. Efshel ishtiva below regel. The Efshel ishtiva below Shabbos. The Yimtomar. Shabbos taftik. Leka Avelus Shiva. Im Tama lo Tafsik lo Tala, Zayim is Tufa lo lo Mashkachas lo. And the Fasik Hagecha Mehevel, Dime the Chakas Mashik straight. The oath, Kevin the Lola Enim Hasekas, Holy. This is his Yerushalmi with a little bit of amplification. So why did the Shulchan go against the Mefurash of Yerushalmi? Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Comes in the Tziv with a classic, this is a classic Tziv, a Hekim. He's all over the world, everywhere. Halak in the Tziv, listen carefully what he says. Listen carefully. He says, the Yerushalmi holds clearly, as the Ramban had been quoted a little bit earlier, that Dvar Mishim B'tin is Noeg. The first, the Yerushalmi holds that Dvar Mishim B'tin is Noeg B'regel. They say, what's the big deal? The Bavli says so too. The answer is, they're two Yerushalmis.
the Ksubas Dalad Amud Aleph. The importance of that gives us a Rambam, the Hashulpis, and as the Gemara of Balamor quotes the Girsa, is that the Gemara says, yes, Yom Shabbos, you know when? On Shabbos. Not for Regel. The Regel, there is no Dvarim Shabbos Sinner. They're not Noah. This is an Nitziv Yisod. He is a great defender of the Shulpis, the Rambam, the Goinim, that they hold against the Rambam's Girsa. He's going to try mightily. The rest of the Shul, we're going to talk about this opinion, that on Shabbos, there is no Dvarim Shabbos Sinner. What did I just say? On Yontif, grab that. On Yontif, there's no Dvarim Shabbos Sinner, which is one Girsa in Ksuvah Daf Dalet. The Shabbos is not the Yontif. Not the Yontif. What's the Hezra of it? So you can understand very well. He says, Dvarim Shabbos Sinner is Noeg on Shabbos and not on Yontif. Why? Because Oneg, not just a big spirit to Oneg. However, Dvarim Shabbos Sinner can't possibly be knowing on Yontif, because it's going to stare, it's going to disturb the concept of Simchas HaRegel. Do you remember Rabotai? So we asked the Kasha, Rabbi Talmud, Rabbi Chilmi Paris. Who remembers that? Was it once in a footnote in the Makaras in the bottom, in parentheses? He asked the Kasha on the first thing we learned this month, opening day. So we asked the Kasha, what do you mean, the Suri Yudal and the Beis, that Hossi Esed the Rabbim, V'dochil Esed the Yochid, and therefore there's no Avelis B'Regel. Incidentally, I can't mention this, someone should be Chaim showed us, that the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Tam Abdallah suggests, unbelievable, that a woman, according to the Rabbim, who has no Chiyam Simcha, should have to have no Avelis B'Regel. Wow. We don't accept it for various reasons. But this is actually one of the mentions to you. You want to accept it? First, you pass up the Rambam. Against the right. So you won't pass up that one. Well, don't get me involved. That's no time. Okay, this is a mindset. Okay, Rabbi. Oh, so listen very carefully, Rabbi. Oh, sorry. So Rabbi Chilmi Paris is the Kasha Kaval. How can Rabbi Shimon Sinai be knowing? They gave it to us. I told the child on the Rashi Ksagad. The Rashi said, what's the symbol? The Samach with the Chagecha, where I said his Lashon again, Nicho, what's his Lashon? That Yisrael come together and they promise Simchas Yontif. Which means it's only a contradiction to the Rabbim Dika dimension of Simcha. And that's the Darsh of Rebbe cannot be known, and Betzina can be knowing. And the Chiddush Neira of Rabbi Chilmi Paris based upon the Rashi Ksaviyah. What's his Lashon? Shekol Yisrael are coming together to pursue Simchas Yontif. But that's the Chiddush. Rashi Ksaviyah said it. I wouldn't have said it on my own. Says in the Tzim, it's not sayable. And therefore, he didn't have Rashi Ksaviyah. And therefore, he didn't have Rishon Paris either. And therefore, the Pashim Shabbat Gemara is Tilip Loyim. If Simchas Doka, Avelis Doka, then they'd be Kovakol. So the Rambam is right. Either Rambam is also a person. Rambam knew how to learn, yeah? Rambam, yes or no? Rambam knew how to learn. If you didn't know before the summer, now you know Rambam knew how to learn. So what's he going to do? Zoft in the Sivazay. He's like, he solves all the problems. As the Rambam, although, and this is brought up in our previous shurim, well, he spent a lot of time defending the Gaonim. Say, Avelis, your mission is Daraisa. But at the end of the day, it's not clear he holds that way. The Ramban, as I think Matani said, you see that you're Muhammad to the Halig and the Tziv. If the Ramban seats down, if you ask him at the end of the day, he says, there's no say. To the Shita, that Avelis is in Gans and the Rabbanon. One second. If Avelis is in Gans and the Rabbanon, then the whole Gemara Yudal is only for the Rabbanon. On a Rabbanon level, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. Sinner, perhaps, let me understand it very well. That's the Rabbanon Shita. So, the Rabbanon, to understand what is Avelis to Sinner, yes, and perhaps you know. But according to the Rambam, as a Dinder Avelis is the right, and I guess the Simchas Yontif is also the right of the Pashto. The Pashto is the Rambam Shita with Manazah, as Simchas Yontif is the right, and there's no Shlomim. So therefore, on level of the right, there's no distinction between the Simchas Yontif. And therefore, Avelis is knocked off completely by Simchas Yontif. I can't give it on the Sid, the Halig and the Sid. Oh. Now we both side, the tip continues. And it's so beautiful.
he has other things to say. I some other problems. Yom Rishon, what Doraisa, what is Doraisa? This seems to work with the assumption that the Ramban himself, that only certain Yidunim are Doraisa, that the Rambam would accept, it's very schwer, with the Rambam of all 11 are Doraisa. I can't go into all the every last crack. You look inside in the Sim, it's Simon Tazvav, Shifkot and Zion. Not the main point. The Behelig of Eid Jersim as Akasha. The Gemara says to Furish that what do you do when someone's Nikva Berego? So you have Rabbi Misaskim Imo, so someone died, let's say, halfway into Chol HaMoed. So what do? For the first 4 days, you're Menachem Avol, and 3 more days after that, and the last 4 days that he keeps Shiva, there's only Chol HaMoed. So Mazin the Maitre, Hagin and Dibur. So Mefurish the Gemara. It's Mefurish the Gemara, but the Rambam left it out. Rambam left it out, and it's not my question. The Halig of Turis is the question. And Shin, excuse me, the Beit Yosef is the question. And Shin Saritas, the Yesh, the Tzmoa, Al Arif, of the Rambam, who said in Teres Yolach Ches, Shakover es Meso Beregel, Shachar a Regel, Maskul, Lindel, Shiva, Venogman, Kol, Divri, Avelis. What happened to the Gemara? The Gemara said, Eyadam, it's asking me more. Mefurish the Gemara. How come the Rift only about a Mefurish the Gemara? So did it still say why? If you look carefully, the only Tana who says that this din applies is the Tana who maintains that the only time you knock off, that you young have knocked off Shiva, is if you already passed 3 days past. Our Mishnah. I jumped ahead of myself. I neglected to tell the other what you already know on your own, as the Mefurish Gemara and the Chacham and Aleph, that you don't have to have 3 days. Rather, what do you want to say? I feel a what? Shoah. So we think a technicality. Shoachar, 3 days. The Siv Kadaka Bakardish is like the big binyan before. Such a technicality. No. Then the Siv is as follows. Our Tana, who has a 3 day business, and if he's buried 2 days before the regal, he holds his in. There's no, it's access after the last 4 days of Shiva, the case may be. But it's not according to the way we pass them our law. And why? He explains as follows. We pass, he says, that simple done of his right, like the Rambam. And therefore knocks off Avelis completely. And listen carefully. If he's Nikvar Beregel, there's no Avelis. Listen carefully. And he therefore claims, Ein Misaskin Imo. And he goes with the same logic as the Ramban, but backwards. What did Ramban say? How is it possible to have a guy who people can be Menachem Avol is going to walk into a Shever Brochus? Can't be. Says in the Tziv, how is it possible? A guy who's going to go to Shever Brochus can be Menachem Avol. Exactly the reverse. To the quote that there is no Avelis for Rego. He goes to Shever Brochus and have Nichem Avelis. That's what Ramban left it out. Not finished yet. But the Braisa, you test them at base, the Chaf of an Alpha's long Braisa holds that Simchas Yosef is the Raisa only Bishlomim. What is the difference? Only Bishlomim. Praise the Shifu, you're Dallas. And the Simcha, the Rabbanon, is not so Kavua. And it's Nitzchus with the Avelis with respect to Misaskim Imo. And that's why the distinction between Shoachas and, you know, Tem Shoachas in these 2-3 days, it's all Haba Atalia. The Mailer Rabosa. Look very, very carefully, Rabosa. Extremely carefully in the Rush. Rabosa, Rush. Simin Chav Zayin. Look at this. Chav Zayin. This is mamash brilliant. Simon Chav Zion. At the end of the Simon. What does it say over here? The end of the Simon. Hakover is made of a regal. I forgot that regal all of the minions Shiva, all of the minions Shlosh. The Gitnara regalim afsika venim olim, the minions Shiva venim olim. Why? The Ein mitzvah Shiva no hegat for regal. Avol minyan shloshim olim. Why? Hoil u mitzvah shloshim noheges beregel. Why? So I ain't on the galea.
What does that mean? The ha'ena megaleh. What does that mean?
Get the impression from here that the other dinim of shloshim do not apply to regen.
This is the rush, friends and sisters, that the Torah had reference to. Not the rush later on. And then of course, not the Ramban of the Pharisee himself will come back. He meant this one.
Hold on a second. And why is it so? Because it's all eliminated in Shloshim, because not Megalea, but other dinim do not apply. Because it gets Simcha Daraisa. And therefore, what's the implication? That dinim of Shiva don't apply to Regal at all. So it's not all eliminated in Shiva. Even though it mixes dinim. Is enough to be all that for Shloshim. In other words, it's opposite. The Ramban said, in order to be all that, to have complete fulfillment. But according to the Shiltis and the Rif and the Rosh, to quote over here, no! Even partial fulfillment is enough to count the Shloshim, and therefore, by definition, there's no fulfillment of Sinai Shiva during Regel. Or it would have counted for Shiva too. One step down, maybe this. I, the Gemara, the Ksubis, Abdalid, the clear to the Ramban. Referring to Yosef, after all, the Gemara compares it to a chosin, and we know that the Gemara, a chosin is normal a regel, so the first one, Masech, the Gemara is chosin, of Zion of his bays, with respect to Rias and the Goyim. No. So how can we have the Giras of Shabbos? That's the lush, the famous lush in the Ramban. Vim Kolmo Mukra, they compare it to Chuppah, and Chuppah is like a regel. There's the Ramban, there's the Nativ, nothing doing. All the Gemara means is as follows. So by Chosin they were Matir Simcha, but they prohibited Tashmish after the Bia Rishona, before the Gemara. Aye, Gemara. There it is. It's not in the Akka of the Ika Simcha Chosin. It's not as there in many cases. It's the Klal Asal, the famous Chumar of Zab Sulam. It's not the Akka of the Ika Simcha Chosin. That's what it means, they're both saying. It's comparable to Shabbos. They have a split halacha, a split thing. By a chosin, so some laws of Avelis apply, namely Tashmish, and some laws do not apply. Oho! Then you apply by Shabbos. Some laws apply, some should be sinner, and some laws do not apply by Hezbollah. That's all, that's the whole Gemara's comparison, says in the Tiv. So now I come, from both sides, to the biggest punchline. Just give me time to finish this one punchline, and then we'll stop. And as in the Tiv said it, but I have to say this, I saw additions to it. To the decision sold both by the Sefer Teferis to Moshe, and by, even by the Sefer Teferis to Moshe, we had to go, music. What do you do with the Kasha, Steve and Ramban? You ever answer the Steve and Ramban? He said, Gevaldige Teferis. This is what he says. It all depends when the person passed away. Before Yontif or on Yontif. If he passed away before Yontif, then there's no Shloshim Beregel. And therefore, Shmini Atzeres will not knock off the Shloshim. That's the Ramban, page Reish Lamedal, the form of that case. Right? The person, he wants to know why isn't Shmini knock off Shloshim. If he died in Chalavai, he's not going to knock off Shloshim. He still hasn't done Shiva yet. He's not going to Shloshim before Shiva. The obviously died before Yontif. That's page Reish Lamedal. But if he died B'regel Rabotai, he hasn't fulfilled the Shiva yet, then we say that the halachas of Shloshim apply according to the Ramban, and we say that Shmini Atzeres can't knock off Shloshim because he hasn't done Shiva yet. B'kitzur, bottom line. Here in Ramban, is you keep the halachas or don't you keep the halachas during regel? Yes or no? In one place it says you keep everything, one place it says you keep nothing. Who wants to speak to the other? Which is which? If you die by regel, you keep everything. If you die before regel, you keep nothing. But wait, that's what the Ashkenazim is. And I have to add in the kudos to make it even better. Oh, maybe it is. Mamish, maybe it is. David Divrei Sofrim.
I'm looking at the wrong volume here.
Shin Sadi Tet, thank you very much. Fifth Yud Aleph, we should look it up. He has a major kafar in the Seferis Lamash. Super duper. His mamash, a grand slam home run. He gives the same parents. Who was he? Lived before this, no? Baruch. He's bought by the Rebbe Kivegan, no? A long time. He lived before, long before. What did he give a parent? Yes, Nafkamina is in page Tisot. He sees us both from Israel. They tough Shinalis. He said as follows. Yes, Nafkamina is called the Mesa Beregel or Kodam Beregel. Not called the Mesa Beregel, nor called the Nishlos of Beregel. I will call the Mesa Kodam Beregel. In the north, there is Shlos of Beregel. That's what he says. Beautiful parent? Beautiful factual there. Oh, there it is. That's the fact. But the lumbus is even better than the other kind. What's the lumbus? What's the lumbus? Oh. Oh. I can't. I'm sure it's in here. Just right now my eyes are missing it. He says that when we say that a person is nikva beregel, listen carefully, but a person is nikva beregel, he has to keep the halachas. What the Rabbani Eli says? Because you're not really keeping a betarah shlosh. You're keeping a betarah shiva. You're keeping a betarah shiva. Because in effect, what the Rabban, if someone dies beregel, dvarim shibitzin oeg. So these halachas of Avelis says it's the Ferris of Moshe. You're not so much keeping it b'torah shloshim, but you keep the Easter of, let's say, for example, begging the guas is b'torah shiva. It's b'torah shiva. Oh. Now this comes along the Amic Dover in Tivkotan, I think it's Nunhei. Let's see if I have it right. And gives a meridic a riot in truth. And I looked it up and it's really there. Mamish meridic. See how the rights have come. Yeah. Ooh, what? Take a look. It's the page Tough Rich Pay Base. It's back in the Divrei Sofrim Chafei. He says, Osa Bakula, he quotes an Achorim, that's Shloshim. That's how I would have read. But it's the times it's got involved. We saw already. But how about the Paris of Moshe claims? Dimashim Gzeh is Shiva. And in Nunhei writes, Zvarav Bukhrochim. Because the Torah says Yerushalayim at the Kash against the Ramban. It's against the Mepurish Yerushalmi. I looked it up, it's there. The last page of Teragim Aloch Aleph. Zvarav Aloch Aleph Mepurish, the Hedja. To me, Shabom and Aderech. Mutu the Galeach Betom Shloshim Shiyamei Emlo. Shiyay Shem Regal. It's against the Ramban. The Ramban to the Ferish. I emphasized it before. The Nafkamina says you can't. What the Nafkamina says, you can't even shave if you're one of these that came out of prison. You can't shave, and the Yushama says, you can't shave. Checkmate. The Yushama is against the Rabban Mefurish. I will give it to Ferris and Moshe, Loka Shemidi. The Dabkak Shekvar Avru Shiva. The Ein Olav Elekzeret Shloshim Mutter. That's the Yushami. That's the Yushami's case. Avokan, also Mishum Zera Shiva Benikva Beregel. If you look carefully, you'll see at the Mamish of Binyan Mufur, the basic thing we saw from the Nativ, we saw a beautiful addition by the Seferis Lamosha with a topper by the Rav Amazonah from the Yerushalmi. Incidentally, the Seferis Lamosha uses his Yisol to discuss the issue of Shavuos, the special kind of Ashtashlumen, but that will be for another time. So stop here. Let's look at break. Yeah.